There's one more door open. Someday these rich folk will learn how to get proper locks to keep me out. But I don't think that Mr. Wayne will ever really have a chance to worry about it. Just him and an old butler up here, it should be easy enough to get my way through, find some valuables, and then make my way out. I'm not the number one cat burglar for nothing. Nice echo. Better be careful, or I'm gonna let myself get caught. Big, empty place. Surprising for a playboy. You'd think he'd have trophies galore around here. But if there's anything that I know for certain, it's that rich folk who don't display their wealth have far more hidden away. This is going to be fun. What are we going to find of yours, Mr. Wolf? Betsy, I wasn't expecting to see you here. What a pleasant surprise. You are always right where I need you, aren't you? You caught me at a bit of a bad time, though. I don't know when the owner of this home is going to be back. Or even worse, the old butler. But kitties do have needs, Betsy. And sometimes we need to be So, why don't you and I sneak into one of these hundreds of unused rooms and have a little bit of fun? You seem a lot more... I don't know. Less composed than usual? That's not like our stoic vigilante. I would ask what brings you into the rich man's home, but I don't really care. Now, slide in here with me. Come on. Don't be a sourpuss now. Come on. What has the big, scary bat frightened? Is this little kitty? I don't think so. So, Betsy, why don't you go ahead, lay on the bed like a good boy, and let Catwoman play. Good boy. Oh, you're even more eager to cooperate with me than usual. I like this. I always like getting what I want. And you know that I always get what I want. Lucky for you, I want you, Betsy. What is this room, anyway? Some kind of memorial to the Bratstedt parents. Feels weird to do what I'm gonna do in here, but... Well, I suppose I'm weighing a little bit too much for what I have planned, so... Oh, I will never get tired of the reaction on the bottom half of your face. Every time you see me zip or unzip, your jaw always goes a little bit slack. You know that? I'm sure you do. You know everything that you do, don't you, Betsy? Let me slide out of this bodysuit. And I want for you to lay back and keep being a good boy for me tonight. Alright. I'm gonna fuck you in this Playboy's mansion. But first, I want for the big, bad bat to lick this little cat's kitty. Oh, your mouth's always wide open, and I think it's time to put it to some better use than usual brooding noises. So go on, Batsy. I want you to give me a nice, good looking. It's going to straddle over your face and hold myself a couple inches and squat down. Do you like my kitty on your mouth? Mouth. Oh, and the smell. Oh, the wetness. Half that is from you, half from the heist I was planning. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at my pussy. Oh, yes. Betsy. Oh, good boy. Oh, yeah, work that tongue for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels nice. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Boy. Oh, keep looking. Don't stop until that tongue is cramping or I'm coming. Oh, God. Ah, oh, good boy. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna bounce on this face a little bit. Oh, yeah. Ah. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. Oh, don't you dare stop looking. Don't you dare fucking stop. Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, I'm getting close. Oh, God. Oh, just gonna rock on this face for a little bit longer. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, good boy. Batsy, you are so much fun. I never know when you're going to show up, if you're trying to arrest me, or if you just want to lay back and be a good boy. Regardless, I believe that I promised I was going to fuck you, didn't I? Well then, it's time for the kitty to get her cream, right? Pull the spandex down for me. Good. I love seeing this big, throbbing bat dick. Oh, don't look at me like that. You call everything a bat something. You call them batarangs for crying out loud. I can call this the bat cock. And thanks to you, I am wonderfully wet and ready to take you for a ride you're not going to forget. Now. There we go. You like whenever I rub the head against my kitty's lips. There we go, Batsy. Nice and speared around the bat cock. All of you inside of me. My sticky fingers are known to take a lot of things that don't belong to me. But I suppose that my kitty's also a bit of a trap, isn't it? So nice and tight. There's not gonna be any escaping for you unless I choose it. Now. Yeah. You like that, Bat? Of course you do. I know you love this cat. And our kitty. Yeah. Oh, good boy. Lying there and just taking it. Oh, usually you put up more fight. But you're just so obedient tonight. Oh. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yes, Bats. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. I was getting a bit carried away there, Batsy. I was gonna make myself come. And I know that you are nothing short of a paragon of self-control. And I want to make you blow before I do again. Do you understand me? Good. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Bats. I want you to keep your hands by your side. I want to do all the work. Do you understand? Good. How's that feel? Good boy. Oh, good boy. I want you to tell me when you're getting close. Do you understand me? Yeah. Oh, good boy. Oh, yes, Bats. No, I feel you swelling up. I feel you throbbing so hard. Oh, you're gonna come soon, aren't ya? Yeah? It's okay. It's okay. I'm gonna drink down every drop of bat cum, don't worry. Just whenever you get even closer, let me know so I can slide off and suck that magnificent bat cock. What's that, Bats? Okay, let me get off you then. Look at that juicy bat cock. All covered in kitty juice. Good boy, Patsy. Fuck. Did you hear something? It's either the playboy or the annoying butler, or maybe the orphan he adopt. Alright. What about the window here? You always ought to make yourself quite scarce. And let me worry them catching you. I'll see you around, Bats. Though you owe me for a score I missed on Mr. Wayne. Toodles.